The shiur I'm going to say is based on, I heard from our scholar, Fishman, but Beis Hashem, a little bit of a, some office of my own. And the Mishnah will come out with a clearer understanding of what the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis is. So we'll start reading the Gemara together. Gemara in Kuf Chesim and Beis Navi Pesachim. Omer Avyud, this is the top of Kuf Chesim and Beis Pesachim. Omer Avyud Amar Shmuel. Arba Kaisis. Yeah, please take Gemara, yeah, please. Yeah, Melanch Azam, we're learning together. So Omar Vidam Rishmol, the topic of Chesim and Beis. Arba Kaisis Halolu, Tzorach Sheben, Kedem Mezigas Kais Yofa. These Dalet Kaisis, you have to dilute them well. Kais Yofa, in order that it should be enjoyable to taste, enjoyable, you have to dilute it properly. And the Gemara explains later that it has to be a shear of a revius. It has to be all together with the undiluted wine and the water, have to add up to a revius. This part of the Gemara we're not going to shdala. Let's see the Shmuel statement further. Shotzon chai yotza. If someone drinks the Dalet Kaisis, literally chai is raw, but it means undiluted. If the wine is undiluted, daloch is you still yotze the Dalet Kaisis. Well, you yotze. We'll see. Another halacha the Shmuel quotes. Shotzon bevas achas yotza. If you drink them at one time, bevas achas. That will be what the shir is about. What does bevas achas mean? Shotzim bevas, if you drink them at one time, you're also yotzi your mitzvah. So we have two halachas. We have, number one has to be shir revius. Shotzim chai, if you drink it diluted, you're yotze. And shotzim bevas achas, you drink them at one time, you're also yotze. Comes along in the next piece of Gemara, Rava and Rav, and they explain these two statements of what shotzim chai and what does it mean shotzim bevas achas. Says Rava, Omer Rava, Shotzim Chai Yotza. Rava explains what that means. Yidei Yayin Yotza. Your Yotza, your Chiyuv of Yayin. See what that means in a moment. Yidei Cheirus Lo Yotza. But you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Cheirus. So what's
the mitzvah of Cheirus?
We'll get there. Okay, Guru. Yidei Cheirus Yotza. Zokt the Rashbam. Yidei Yayin Yotza. Shesosa Arba Koisis. The Rashbam seems to be learning Yidei Yayin means you were yotze the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis if you drank undiluted wine. However, Yidei Cheirus lo yotze. What does that mean? Says the Rashbam. Kloimar ein zu mitzvah shleima. It's not really the best way of being mekayim the mitzvah. Because he says, ein chashivas el b'yayin mazuk. The best type of wine is diluted wine. Yeah, today all our wines are diluted. But imagine drinking a stark of wine. It doesn't go. It's not an enjoyable experience. And the cheirus, in order to, the idea of the Dalet Kaisis is you to feel like you feel the cheirus, and this is not so enjoyable. So therefore, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah 100% kitikuna. So that's what Rav says. Yidei Yayin Yotza. You fulfilled the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis. However, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah b'shlei Musa because it's not as enjoyable as it should be. That's the explanation of Rava's explanation of Shoson Chai. Now the Gemara goes for the Shoson of Asahas. Rav Omar Yidei Yayin Yotza Yidei Arbakoisis Lo Yotza. You were Yotze Chiv Yayin, but not Arbakoisis. So it's clear here if you drink them at once, you are Yotze Arbakoisis, but Yidei Yayin Yotza. What's Yidei Yayin? Says the Rashbam, the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. You're yotze the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif if you drank them of Vasachas. However, you weren't yotze the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis. Now, what the Vasachas is, we'll get to Mamash in a moment. So we have, so far, we have the statement of Shmuel with Pashtus, Rava's and Rav's explanation. Right? Shosin Chai, you were yotze the Yayin, which we said, when you drank undiluted, you yotze the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis. But it really wasn't such, you didn't do it the really proper way, because you didn't enjoy it as much, that's the cheirus part. And the shosim b'vas achas, you were not yotze the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis, whatever b'vas achas means, I'm leaving that day, we'll get to that. you were yoytze the mitzvah of Daat Kreises, but you were not yoytze Daat Kreises, I'm sorry, but you were yoytze the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Okay. Pashas, when you read the Gemara, right, Rava and Rav are explaining Shmuel's statement. Now, the Prima Gonim, just before we start, the Prima Gonim learns that Rava and Rav are arguing on Shmuel, and it's a machloikis. That Shmuel, let's say the case of that Shosim Basachas, Shmuel, when he says Shosim Basachas Yotze, he means you would Yotze the mitzvah of the Alt Kaisis, if you drank the Basachas. And that's what Rav comes to disagree with. Right, so the way I explained it till now was that the Gemara Rav and Rav were explaining Shmuel's statement. Right? But the Prima Gadol learns that Rava and Rav are coming to argue on Shmuel. That Shmuel is, let's say, as an example, Shasim Abbasachas, that Rav would say you are not Yoytze Daat Kaisis, and Shmuel would hold you are Yoytze. The problem I have with that is that let's say Shasim Chai, right?
What's the
I'm sorry.
What's the
What do you drink? Okay, that again. I just want to first give the outline, and then we'll discuss the case because that's what we're going to be focusing on. So I just want to first set up the guidelines, and then we'll get to exactly what the case is because that's what the Ikud issue is going to be. The problem with that is just in Svar. Let's take the Shasim Chai, right? Which Rav says you want your Tidei Chayus. Now, assuming the Prima Gadim is right, that means Shmuel will hold you were your Tidei Chayus. Right? That means you fulfilled the mitzvah exactly as you should. Right? It's if Rava and Rav are arguing, if Rava and Rav are arguing on Shmuel, that means when you drink undiluted wine, right, Rava would say that you did not fulfill the mitzvah as you should, and Shmuel says would hold you did. Now in Svar that's hard to hear. Because L'chor in Svar, Rav is right. If you drink undiluted wine, and it's not as enjoyable, so to hear that you were yoytze the mitzvah L'chat Chila, the way it should, is hard to hear. Maybe whatever, Bavas Achas is more machlokes and lomdis, whatever the case will be, which we'll get to. But in Yidei Cheres, to say that you fulfilled the mitzvah mamish 100% when you drank undiluted wine, is a bit hard for me, is a bit hard to hear, at least in Svar. So that's what we're going to go with to me, it's a little more partial shot is that Rava and Rav are explaining what Shmuel's name is.
Why would Shmuel say only a Hatzidara? Why would he just say you just said a blank statement, you're
Yotzi.
So it seems to be limiting his...
Yeah, I don't know if that's schwer. I mean, it could be, he was focusing on... Yeah, why would he say have a statement? I don't know, you have that in the Gemara. The Gemara sometimes says, you know, he said it one way and he wasn't Masber 100%. You can have that. It's Shmuel, not necessarily Shmuel, but that's to me, otherwise, to say that Shmuel would hold you Yoytze in the midst of Cherus, Mamash Lechat Chilo, if it's, they look to me as hearty. Okay. What's the case of Basachas? Can you say? Yeah, you can say by paragraph, yeah.
So
it's wine it is.
Wine it is. If it's wine, it's wine.
Yeah, but to say you're eating Cheirus, it's not good, yeah. To say you're eating Cheirus, that the Mamash is an enjoyable experience, that's a bit hard.
Rabbi told us that the older wine we get today is not Mosul. Because it's not Mosul.
Because you don't need it. It's not so strong. He's a Rablezer in the morning in Brochers. Rablezer says you can't drink not Mosul wine. It was very heavy to drink it.
It was enjoyable, yeah. Yeah, again, it doesn't slug it up, but to me it's a bit more schwer. Okay, what's the case of Vazachas? What are we talking about? Zog Rashi. What's with Vazachas? Zog Rashi. Rashi says, Ira arba'atom l'toy kois echot. But what does that mean? Ira arba'atom, that means you had four cups of wine. You have your bottle of wine. You pour into four cups, right? Pour into four cups. And then you take the four cups and you pour it into one. That's what it means. Ira arba aton. You've poured the four cups of wine into one cup. Okay? And on that, the Gemara says, let's go in the way, in what Rav says, you were not yoytze daat kaisis, but you were yoytze in the midst of simchas yontif. Okay? Now, what's the chiddush? Just to point out, what's the chiddush that you were yoytze in the midst of simchas yontif? Why would you think that you wouldn't be yoytze in the midst of simchas yontif? So that Tosis points out, because you would have thought that once Chazal was Mesak in the midst of Dalet Kaisis, so the oif and the way being Mekayim, the din of similar Yontifs, is with the Kiyum of Dalet Kaisis. That's what I would have thought. That's what Tosis says in Tosis Yideya and Yotzer. Right. The Havamina would have been that once Chazal, normally you're Mekayim in the midst of Simchas Yontif by drinking wine. Right? You would have thought on the Seder night, once Chazal was Mesak in the midst of Dalet Kaisis. So the way, part of the takana was, is the way you should mekayim simchas yontif is by fulfilling the mitzvah of da'at koisis. And if you don't fulfill da'at koisis, then you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah of simchas yontif either. Says the Gemara, no, says Rav, you still yotze the mitzvah of simchas yontif anyway. Okay, that's your dayan yotze. But you're not yotze da'at koisis. Okay? Because, so it means if you take, again, you have four cups, you pour four cups of wine, and you pour it into one, you want yotze. So now what's happening? Let's examine this. You're drinking out of one big cup, right? That's what you're doing. So let me ask you a question. Why did you have to pour it in into four cups?
Because you needed
to pour zechiras. Right, I'll come to a second. Why did you have to pour it into four cups? Again, the problem is because you're drinking out of one cup. That's what seems to be the problem. So if that's the problem, why did Rashi say I have to first pour it into four cups and then pour it into one? Let the Gemara just say that I drank out of one big bottle. I had one big cup, I filled it up with wine, and I drank out of one big cup. Right, but the Rashbam is different. We'll get to the Rashbam's egg, right. It's the mashmois, right? Does everyone hear the kasha, Ellie? Right? Why did the Gemara say that you pour into four cups? If the problem is you're drinking out of one big cup, so let's what the Gemara just say. You're drinking mamash out of one big cup. Right? Oh, it seems that it seems from Rashi that if you'd have not had it just been a case of you're pouring wine into one big cup, then there wouldn't have been a havamina you should be yotze da'at koisis because you don't have four cups. You don't have four cups. So the havamina was at least if you started out with four cups, maybe that you'd be yotze in the midst of da'at koisis. Says the Gemara, no, you're still not yotze because once you pour into one cup, the fact that you had four cups before is irrelevant. But that lechur was the havamina why you should possibly have been yotze in the midst of da'at koisis. Now, before we get to the Rashbam's kasha, so lechur, you drink out of one big cup. If you read Rashi Kipshutai, the halacha would be that even if you drink out of one cup, even if you drink it at the proper intervals during the Seder, you would say you're not yotze, right? Because you're not drinking four cups. You're not drinking four cups, and that's how the Prima Gadim learns, right? That you talk, even if you have one big cup, even if you drink at the proper intervals, you're still not yotze. It has to be four separate cups, and the way we do that is by filling up our cup each time. So it's like a new cup. Comes along the Bi Halacha in Tav Ayin Beis, he says, I don't understand the Prima Gadim. You don't need Dalet Kalim. He says the Bi Halacha, you don't need four cups. Dalet Pamim Ve'inan. You need four times your drink. The fact that's in one kois, what's the problem? He says, I don't understand the Prima Gadim. If it doesn't say you need Dalet Kalim. Dalet Pamim Ve'inan. That's the Pi'al Law's Lashon. You drink four times, you yate in a mitzvah.
You have to fill it up four times. You don't just drink one big cup four times.
So that's the question. That's the issue here. This is the issue. Right? So, when I first saw the Bi Halacha, I said, wait a minute. Well, isn't that what's bothering the Prima Gadim? Isn't that what Rashi says? Doesn't Rashi say that if you drink out of one four big cup, even if you drink it at different intervals, you're not yotze the mitzvah? You aren't yotze da'at koisis?
After you finish the first swallow.
Yeah.
So the koisis problem.
That's a lechatchila. That lav dafki is that ma'akiv necessary on the mitzvah. So it'll be lechatchila. But again, you're not yotze even b'diyev da'at koisis. That's what we're talking about, right? Even b'diyev. So when I saw the Bi Halacha, I said, well, what's pshat here? Why is he being matan? This the Prima Gadim is being machmer v'shitas Rashi. This is what Rashi says, that if you have one big cup and you drink him at the intervals during the Seder, you're not yotze in a mitzvah. It's clear from the Bi Halacha that he, and it's Mefurish in the Bi'alach later, he says in Mefurish, he learned Rashi, then Rashi says, Ira Arba'atan L'Soy Kais Ahad, if you drank it, Mamish at once. Kavasi, you drank it at one time. You drank with either Mamish, you know, either Mamish four revies in the mountain one shot, or, you know, you drank, took Mamish a break for a second, drank again, but not at the proper intervals. But he learned that's he learned Rashi. Kavasi, he learned, you drank it Mamish Bavasachas. He drank it at one time. But, right, that's how he learned Rashi. And therefore, according to the Bi'alacha says, that Rashi would agree to me that if I drank the dal from one big cup at four different intervals, I'd be eitzen a mitzvah. Right? The fact, as long as it's dal pa'amim four different times, you're fine. Now, so therefore, what we have here so far is a machloikis, which seems between the Prima Godim and the Bi'alacha. How do we learn Pshitas Rashi over here? The Prima Godim learned that Rashi is talking about, even if I drank them at the proper intervals, I still wouldn't be yoyse, because I don't have four cups. The Bi'alacha seems right. The Mishnah Berurah seems to have learned Rashi that Shad is no. The problem is only is I pour it into one cup and I drink it all at one time. But if I would take this one cup and drink it at the proper intervals, I'd be yoyse in the mitzvah. Be yoyse in the mitzvah. Now, what's better about the way the Bi'alacha learned is the lashon of the Gemara is bevasachas is mashma, you're doing it at one time, right? That's the lashon of the Gemara. It would be better in this sense, according to bevasachas, you drank it at once, and the fact that you poured it, you just poured it into one cup, because that's when you want to drink it one shot, you have it in one cup, right? But the bevasachas is mashma, you're doing it mamish at one time, right? One moment. The problem with the Prima Godim's strategy, though, is better, is like the deep we said before. Why did you have to have four cups originally? Remember, Rashi said, Ira Arba'atom, the Soyke Zecha, meaning I had four cups, right? And then I put them into one. According to the Bi'alacha, you don't need that. Right? What do you need that for? The whole Kiddush of the Gemara, according to the way he's learning Rashi, is that if I drink it at one shot, I'm not Yoytze. So for that, all Rashi had to say was I filled up the cup, I filled up a big, humongous cup with wine, I drank it in one shot, I'm not Yaitse. Why would Rashi have to say that you poured into four cups first? Right? So that would seem, that, in that sense, would be more mash like Pima Godin, that the problem is I would have thought I don't have Dalat Kais over here. That would have been, as we said, the Havin would have been that maybe the fact that I had four cups originally, I have Dalat Kais is... Says the Gemara, no, I don't have Dalat Kais. Right?
Is there such a concept of Shtiya Gasa?
It could be, there would be, but you could still drink Bevasachas, where you take sips, you take a little break, you know. It could still be Bevasachas without necessarily being Shtiya Gasa. Yeah. So this is the Machloek, we have two different opinions. Shitas Rashi, does Rashi hold that if you drank from one big cup at the proper intervals, are you eating a mitzvah? That's Shitas Rashi. Now, comes along the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, no, I don't understand Rashi Pshat. But if you have one big cup, he doesn't say this before, but this is how the Ran's math seems to be learning the Rashbam's kasha. It's poshut you don't have Dalat Kaisis. Why would I even think I could be Yotze the Mitzvah? If I have one big cup, it's called Kaisacha. That's not four different Kaisis. That's poshut. I don't need the Gemara to tell me that Shosim of Asachas, I'm not Yotze Dalat Kaisis. Come on, it's poshut. That's partial. If I drink out of one big cup, that's partial that you're not yaitzeh the mitzvah. So says the Rashbam, is a different shot in the Gemara, therefore. Says the Rashbam, if you want to see it, v'niru li d'ahe pirushay. Right? V'vas ahas, shalai al seyde mishnasenu elashosan ritzufin. You didn't do it in the proper order. You did it one after the other. Right? Shosan ritzufin. You didn't mamish one right after the other. Oh. What's wrong if you don't do it in the proper order? What's wrong with that? Says the Rabbeinu David on Psachim, Zogt Rabbeinu David, he learned Pshat in the Rashbam that the problem is that you didn't do, if you drank them, let's say, all at once, not in the proper intervals, you didn't do a mitzvah with the Dalat Kaisis. Part of the Takanas Chazal, when they said Dalat Kaisis, is that you have to do a mitzvah with the Dalat Kaisis. And you didn't do, if you drank them everything after Kiddush, then you didn't do a mitzvah with them. The second cup we do, we say do a mitzvah magid, right? We read the Agadah. The third cup is Birkas Hamazon. The fourth cup we say over Halal. We're doing, in addition to the mitzvah of the Al Kais, we're doing a mitzvah with the Kais, another mitzvah with the Kais too. Right? And therefore, if you don't do that, you're not yet to the mitzvah. You're not doing the Dal Kais properly.
Where does this come from?
So, that's how he learns. And he said, that's how he learns Rashbam. He says, if that's true, I don't know why you wouldn't be late. If the, you're telling me the Chazal, that's how he's learning the Rashbam. That the, you're not yoitzed, but the ever the mitzvah of Dalat Kaisis, because you didn't do a mitzvah, right, with each one of the Dalat Kaisis. So says Rabbeinu David, why should that be ma'akim in the mitzvah of Dalat Kaisis? You drank Dalat Kaisis properly, so you didn't do a mitzvah with that. But that should be a reason why you're not yoitzed in a mitzvah. This is one of the Rishonim, I'm sorry.
Came out later.
Yeah.
That's the case. Then if it's like that, then you could take the one big glass and drink it for the four intervals before. And we said that was not right. But now what you're saying, you could do that with the one cup and do the four times and the yotzi the mitzvah.
That's what Rabbeinu Dov is asking. If the Rashbam means that,
yeah.
That's what Rabbeinu Dov is asking. Why shouldn't it work?
Exactly.
Why not? Yeah, that's his question.
If the Chacham said you need to do a mitzvah every kos, they're the ones who created the idea of Dalat Kosos, and this is the way they set it up.
Okay, he's saying in Svora it shouldn't make sense. He's saying in Svora, if that's the problem, that you didn't do another mitzvah with the Dalat Kosos, that shouldn't be ma'akev in the mitzvah of Dalat Kosos. And the story old, and the story old.
I would like to master what Chase says. Chase of his Kavanah is, if every kois has to need a shvach in a hoyitoh etzel Rabbeinu Shleilam. Let's say, if somebody will say Friday night Kiddush, without any amira, put up your gofen and drink the wine. Will you say the Kiddush?
Friday night, no.
No, Pashas not. Every kos, will you drink Seder night, is a kos in hoyitoh. On the course of now, you have to say something.
Exactly.
The first course is Kiddush to say, second course is to say Magid, third course is to say Birchas Hamazon, in the fourth course is to say, tell the Chayis what the miracle is to say. But you must say something, a certain Hoidoy for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, on our course.
We're going to get there, right? The Pashut reading of the, that's what I'm saying. The Pashut reading of the Rashbam is that Chazal, you mentioned about Be'er Shetov Chacham, Chazal Misakin, that you have to do it specifically at the intervals that we said, like the Rosh Kol is saying, because you have to say a Shvach and Hoidot to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on each Kois, and if you don't do that, it's missing in the midst of the Alt Koises. That's the Pashut Pshat. But Lamaise is what Rabbeinu David, this is not Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Shoinim. Rabbeinu David says this Pshat Rashbam. Where did he get this from? So, if you look at the Mishnah Kuf Yud Zayin, Kuf Yud Zayin with base, the Mishnah is like this. The Mishnah says, Mozgu loy koi shlishi, mevarech al mezoinah. You pour the third cup, and you make berkas hamazon. Mevarech al mezoinah. Let's skip to the Gemara. So, Omer le Rav Chanan le Rav, Shema mino, berkas hamazon tu nekois. He says, I see from here that if Chazal, the Mishnah says you have the third cup and you make Birkas Hamazon, it must be that Birkas Hamazon requires to have a kais set over it. Birkas Hamazon to a kais. We should have a raya from our Mishnah, the Mishnah Kuf Yitayim, that when you make Birkas Hamazon, you have to have a kais yain when you bench. On Malay, Rava responds, no, you have no raya that when you bench you need a kais yain. Why? Arba kasi tikna rabban derecheris. Chazal misagin dalat koises. Kol chad v'chad navid bei mitzvah. Really, normally during the whole year, Birkas Hamazon does not require a kois. Right? Except, right, but Chazal, since Chazal misagin dalat koises, they said each one you have to do a mitzvah with. This seems to be the meram is a bit to the svar that Rabbeinu David is saying. That in a, really Birkas Hamazon doesn't require a kais. But in addition to the mitzvah of the Dalat Kaises, is in another requirement is that you have to do a mitzvah with the Dalat Kaises. Kol chad v'chad navi be mitzvah. Do a mitzvah with each one of the Dalat Kaises. Do a mitzvah with each one of them. Right? So that would seem to say this would seem to point to that svar Rabbeinu David, that you have, in addition to the Dalat Kaises, right, to the actual drinking of them, you have to do a mitzvah with them.
And if you don't do the mitzvah?
Oh, so you're not yoytze. If Elton back, you want your right, you want your mitzvah. So the problem with that is, if let's look at the way the Rashbam says, it says the Rashbam, on that Gemara, Hochigasinin, Abba Kleist Tun Rabbanon, he leaves out the gears of Derchairs, interesting. Kochadacha Navi Me Mitzvah, Kloimar, Roy Shiyasa by Mitzvah. The Lashon and the Rashbam means it's fitting, it's proper to do a mitzvah with them. Remember, the Gemara Daf Kufches Mavei said that if you chosim of as ahas, you're not yoytze dalat koisis. The Rashbam's Lashon here is not so mashman that you're not yoytze. He said it's proper, it's the proper thing to do another mitzvah with them. But to say that means you're not yoytze the mitzvah with the yevet, that's not mashman from this Rashbam. Right? The concept of l'chatchila, in other words, we're saying like this. L'chatchila, we see there is such a concept, and in addition, you should do a mitzvah with each one of the dalat koisis. Right? But to say that that's ma'akev v'diyev, and in the mitzvah, the Rashbam here on Kuf Yitzhai is not mashma like that.
The Rashbam is talking about benching. Does benching need a kois? The answer is, it doesn't need a kois
for
the year.
Correct.
Tonight it needs a kois because we want to have a kois, and we want to have benching. And benching can have a kois. So we put the kois together, we put a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, on this minik toy of benching with the kais, we raised it up a notch to make it a benching.
Yeah, I'm asking the concept I'm asking to, but the lashon to say that that's ma'akib kaloyma roi shiyasa by mitzvah, to say that it's proper, it's the right. No,
which mitzvah?
A benching, roi shiyasa. You should. No. I don't think so. No, roi shiyasa boy with the doubt kaisa, you should do a mitzvah. You should do a mitzvah with the dalat koisis.
That's eventual.
Right, but to say that that's ma'akev, the lashon of roi, that's what I'm telling on. Yeah, the lashon of roi doesn't sound like that. You wouldn't be yaitzeh b'di'evit if you don't do it. Man, like that.
What's the mitzvah we're talking about? Which is the mitzvah? This is agada.
Oh, no, benching. Not so no benching, though.
What the bench, right? The bench, Pesach night, is the benching, is a chelik in the agoda.
Right.
The benching is a chelik for the doidoy in the agoda. It's a chelik in the seder.
Yeah.
Arba koiz, kidim le rabbonon, right? Vekol chad v'chad, ne'eve de mitzvah. Is it, the Rashbam referring to the word vekol chad v'chad also. It's not only on every koiz.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. The word Roy doesn't sound like this. That's all. I'm saying the Roy. But the concept could be true, but the word Roy doesn't sound like it's a ma'akev b'di yet.
Normally, by benching, you don't need a
kos. Yeah.
Normally, by benching, you don't need a
kos. Right.
But benching is a mitzvah
d'oraisa.
Tonight, we're going to be machabed it with the
kos. Maskin. Again, in Svarai, I hear you.
That's what Roy means.
Okay, maybe. Again, you're going to bike it. Yeah, I am. Bike. Yeah. I'll go upon it, but this may be passing yes or no, but this would be, surely this is a makor lechatchilo, that's for sure. Lechatchilo is a makor to this concept that Rabbi Nadav says that you should do a mitzvah with a dalat kos. Now, what's the idea of this? Ma perush, we're like, where's this coming from? What's the understanding of this?
Why is the dalat kos attached
to it? Yeah, Taji, why do you have to do a mitzvah with the dalat kos? Why do they say that? Because it's only lechatchilo, right? So I was thinking two possible svaras. Either because we have a concept that once you do a mitzvah with one thing, with the chavetz, you should do another mitzvah with it. For example, the example we have in halacha is they say that erev tavshilin you should use the chalashudis. Right, you should eat for chalashudis. Because once you did one mitzvah with something, you should do another mitzvah with it. So possibly, maybe that's what's happening here. Chazal misani, you're doing the dalat koisis. So he's saying you should do another mitzvah with it also.
But it's a mitzvah being done at separate times.
Right, okay, but it could be at the same time. You're doing to simultaneous two mitzvahs. Yeah,
another possibility is you have to say, you have to do something extra in order to say Berei Priya Goffin. You can't just say Berei Priya Goffin again if you drank once about doing something in addition.
Well, that's a separate thing. That's a whole issue with Berei Priya Goffin and the Hefsik. That requires a whole shiva of nats, but that's not for now.
Is this along the same trend that there's Kalamatu, Mitzko, Umu, Gomer?
No, it's different. No, different thing. Something else. Right? You did a mitzvah with another chavetz. You should do another mitzvah with it also. Sago mitzvah achrin. Yeah.
I think Rabbi's time is a good time. After the mitzvah, you should do either of the chayim mitzvah.
It's bazaz. It does the bazaz. Or kenzai nachas svar, maybe. Is that what's the idea? The idea of Dal Kois is to show Cheirus, right? Is it Tera Cheirus? Now, the Cheirus is not just a Cheirus from physical labor, but it's a Gulas HaNefesh. It's a spiritual, right? We were redeemed spiritually. We now became Avde Hashem, right? When we left Mitzrayim, we became the Am Hashem. It could be what Chazal wanted to show here is that Gleich, immediately, the Cheirus here is that we became Am Hashem. What do you do? Go do a mitzvah. The whole point of the Da'at Kais is to show not just physical freedom, but spiritual freedom. What's by our spiritual freedom? Is that we became the Am Hashem. And the definition of Hashem is we do what the Ritzon HaBo'er is. So I'm a Melech, go right away. Show this is the way to show the Cheirus. We became the Am Hashem right now, right? The way we become an Am Hashem is by doing mitzvahs. So I'm a Melech, you should go do another mitzvah with it.
So in other words, you're saying that the four redemptions that each one of those represent,
Good. So that could be another possible svar that you know, since it shows the Cheirus HaNefesh, you should do a mitzvah immediately with it. Okay. Hakoponim. So what do we have? Let's review what we have here so far. We discussed. Shittas Rashi. So Mishal Hatchila, Chazmut Ma'akev. It's a nice thing. It's such a nice. Thank you very much. Okay, this is all my legs. Yeah. Okay, fun is so very good. I'll come back again. Very good. So,
don't we make the bracha?
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but don't we make the bracha great drag up after we do these mitzvahs, not before?
You make it by Pragoffen.
After benching, we make Pragoffen.
Yeah, but you bench with the.
That's not that. You bench with the cause.
You hold the cause.
You say
it's a la cause. It's called. But the body's not holding. The body's that you have to have. You would pull the wine. It's a la cause. It's still called.
Is only Cheirus HaGuf, right? Is maybe you do as Bar Mitzvah also is to go to show the Cheirus as Bar Mitzvah. Oh, the Pshat is Yidin went out of Mitzrayim, there are Cheirus and both together. In Guf, the Shimon was Ruchnis in Gashmias, now Cheirus is also Ruchnis in Gashmias. Therefore, the one time you're doing both together. You can laugh with it, it's really funny.
Say, good. So again, we discussed Shittas Rashi so far, and now we have two opinions, and we had two ways of learning Rashbam. So Rabbi Nadavid's way is that you have to do Shosim, and going back to the Gemara in Kufches, Shosim Abbas Ahas means that you have to do a mitzvah. The problem with drinking it not the proper intervals right away is because you didn't do a mitzvah with the Da'at Kaisis. Or like the Olam was saying, the Parshat Pshat is that Chazal Misakin, you have to do it at these intervals, and if you don't do it the way Chazal said it, you're not Yotzei. Now, there's a very big. I'm going to show you an afkamina between these two ways of learning Rashba. We pass in Lalocha that if you don't have wine, you can be yotze with Chamar Medina. Right? You can be yotze without koisis. The Ramah paskins, you can be yotze with Chamar Medina, with the standard drink of the country. Beer, the whole shiloh with Chamar Medina is. Now, let's say, but the Ashi is all not like that. That's not Muslim. We rely on that Bidi Evan. Right? The Ashi is all, you cannot be yotze Chamar Medina. So let's say, according to those sheets, you're not yotze Chamar Medina, right? Or you use water, okay? So I say, you make Kiddush on water, yeah? And then, after Kiddush, you drink wine. Yeah? You make Kiddush on water. You make Kiddush on water, and then you drink wine. So chayz a big nafkamina. According to the Rabbi David Svara, Lamaisa, he said you didn't do a mitzvah with the wine, right? The Dalat Kaisis. The Kiddush was done on water, wasn't done on Yain. Right? You didn't do a mitzvah with the Dalat Kaisis. But according to the Svara, the second story, he said with it Chazal Misakin, you have to do it at the proper intervals. You're drinking wine after Kiddush. The fact that you make Kiddush on water, okay, so Lamaisa, Chazal said drink yayin after Kiddush. You're drinking what after Kiddush? You're doing it at the proper time?
The proper time is before Kiddush.
No, to drink the wine, no, it's after Kiddush. You drink the wine after Kiddush.
You make the
birth of Kiddush. Right? You're not according to the Sfar of Rabbeinu David's Sfar, where you have to do a mitzvah with the Dalet Kaisis. So then if you drink, you make Kiddush on water. You didn't do a mitzvah with Yayin, with one of the Dalet Kaisis. But according to the second svara, which is you have to do the mitzvah at the proper intervals, bottom line, you did it. You drank wine. You drank the Dalet Kaisis after Kiddush at the proper time. So what do you like to say? Yeah. Yeah, then it doesn't matter. Yeah, this is not enough to me. Yeah, that's how it's marked him. Right, yeah, about it.
We're not talking
about it. Yeah. I'm saying according to those sheets, Chamadim doesn't work. But, and that's why I said water. Or water is not Chamadim. That's why I said water.
Right.
That was like, that's how I gave my example
of
water.
How do you make Kiddush with
water? Avadi not Yotze
Kiddush,
right. So
you make Kiddush.
Right.
So you
can
do the Mitzvah Kiddush.
But Dalet Kaisis, you could be Yotze.
Why not? But we're learning you have to make the Dal Kaisis. The Kaisi Ayin has to be.
Right. So
the Kiddush has to be.
That's right. So according to Rabbeinu David, you wouldn't be Yotze. Right. Right. But I think according to the other.
You aren't Yotze Kiddush yet.
Yeah. Right, correct. Right, but if the problem is that you have to drink at the proper time, bottom line, you drank wine. Oh, because you didn't drink wine after Kiddush, it means it's not a proper Kiddush.
Right, according to what you said.
You didn't drink wine after Kiddush. I hear, because you didn't drink it because you have to make Kiddush again.
Now the question is, you have to make Kiddush again.
Because the shayla is, you have to make Kiddush again.
You didn't have wine in time of Kiddush, and then somebody brings wine afterwards. You have to make Kiddush
off. I hear, right. You have to make, The didn't make Kiddush, see, Dak didn't drink it, you drank it before Kiddush.
I hear.
It's a bad point.
The Amira has to be a Yain. The Amira can be there's Hamam, we are not good. Good, so the Amira must be in something which is
Romid
Alba Kaisis. The Mitzvah has to be.
But that I'm saying, Kenzan is nisht. Kenzan, as long as you did. But again, if you want your Kiddush, then you didn't do it in the proper time. This is not your problem. Ah, yes, that would be a kai. You're asking a question of mine off committee. I hear. Because Lamaisa, you want your Kiddush, you have to make Kiddush again. That's a valid point. I hear. Okay. A kupon, but this was.
He's saying aloha in Kiddush, not in aloha in Abakoisis. What he's asking is aloha in Kiddush.
So it's can, no, but still, so noch nisht nisht in the right side. It's not in the proper time.
It's not in the proper time. Is aloha in Kiddush.
What mitzvah are you going to do if you yaitze Kiddush? What mitzvah are you going to do with the yayin afterwards?
But forget the mitzvah. We're asking on the other side. The other side that you weren't yaitze in the richtige Zeit. You didn't do it in the proper time. So it's Kenzain. If let's say something, you drank wine before. Let's say you drank a kais yayin before Dalet Kaisis. You yaitze? Before you made Kiddush. You yaitze? Dalet Kaisis?
No.
No, but not.
Yeah,
mask.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay.
Good. You did the mitzvah improperly, but you did the mitzvah.
Right.
Right. And then you're going ahead and.
You're asking good. You're asking good. It's a valid claim. Yeah, asking. Yeah. Okay. So let's drop the nafkamin. I hear that's valid. Lamaisa, we have two pshatim, nonetheless, still in the Rashbam. You didn't do it. You didn't do it proper seder, or you didn't. Right. Or you didn't do a mitzvah with him. The Rabbeinu David himself comes up with a different shot in Bevazachas, what Bevazachas is. He comes and says, the problem is, of Bevazachas, is you didn't have, not in the intervals in the Haggadah, you didn't have proper spacing between the drinking. In other words, you drank one cup, two cups, three cups, four cups. Okay? Nothing to do with the intervals that you were supposed to do it during the Haggadah. Nothing to do with that. The problem was you didn't space it out in between. That's the problem. That's why you're not yoytze. Meaning, what if you would make somewhat of a shiur, whatever that doesn't say that, but if you would wait, let's say 9 minutes, wait, they're separate shiur, whatever the k'day achil shtiyah is, maybe 3 minutes, whatever it would be. But whatever would be considered lahalach, a separate shtiyah. And let's say after the Haggadah, you said the Haggadah, you didn't make that kiddush garnished. And you then drank after, let's say, every 4 minutes you drank a kais yayin, according to Ben Dov, you yoytze. Because you didn't drink them, you didn't drink them all at once. You drank them with a hafsek. That's Rabbi Nadavid says. So it's a very big nafkamina, right? According to the second shah, we said you have to drink the mamash at the proper intervals. According to Rabbi Nadavid, there's no such requirement. As long as you drank them within, you know, a certain different time frame, that's the yoytze the mitzvah. how do we pass in la'alocha? So l'maisa is on the bi'alocha and tofayim base. It's like a machloikis, the base yoisim, the prichadosh. It's a machloikis. The base yoisim told you, taka yoitse. He doesn't say, he doesn't go to Rishayim, but l'chay, it's a machloikis. He's this issue. If let's say you do the dal kaisa shalom alasi, you don't do them in the proper intervals, but you do it with a hafsik, with a separation of time in between, right, or whatever, three, let's say wait 4 minutes, and then you wait another 4 minutes, right? Are you yoitz in the mitzvah? That's machloikis to prichadosh in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef holds you are yoitz in the mitzvah, which would seem to be, right, which would seem to be Rabbeinu, that's like Rabbeinu David. That's Rabbeinu David's pshat. You would be yoitz in the mitzvah. And the prichadosh says no. So lamais, halach lamais, machloikis, it seems to be how to pass between again, they don't quote the Rishonim, but the issue is, do we pass the Rabbeinu David or back to Rashba?
What did Rabbi David say as the minimum of time you have to wait in between?
He doesn't talk about whatever halacha would be considered separate drinking.
According to Rabbi David, if somebody drinks a cup of wine and they fall asleep, which is happened for ladies' first night, and they get up before the second night, didn't say that got in between, but as a hefsek, according to Rabbi David, he said, according to the halacha, another day, you're not
yoitzin.
Must be a
hagada
between.
Correct. That's right. That's correct. Must be a hagada between.
If you're a speed reader and you do the hagada extremely fast, according to being a dove in second svara, is that you would not be yotzei. If I did the entire hagada in 3 minutes.
that's very quick. Yeah. That's really fast. Yeah.
Go to
Dali.
It's not so hard to imagine.
He was hungry.
Yeah. So this is that. So Rabbeinu David is this third sheet that the problem of Vasachas is that you drank them without any hefsek in between. Yeah. Correct. So yeah. Right. And I'm going to interrupt for a second. It's very important to realize even though Rabbeinu David is masking that you hold your yoytzi, you're not yoytzi in mitzvah lechatchila. That's clear. Avada lechatchila, the mitzvah is to do it the proper intervals. When David's masking that lechatchila, the question is ma'akev even b'diyevet the mitzvah, fulfilling the mitzvah of Dalat Kosis? Yeah.
So how does that come in better than drinking it, in other words, at the right time? Why is waiting better than drinking it right away? Wait some time.
No,
you're not actually drinking it at the right time. You're drinking it at different.
No, because then it's one shtir. Then it's one drinking. You didn't drink. Then it's one shtir. Then you drink one big cup. You know, it's like drinking from one cup. It's like one big shtir. It's got to be four separate shtir. The hefsek makes it four separate shtirs. Yeah. Good. Till now. So till now, in the shittas we've had so far, right, we've understood that there's a chiyuv shtir, right, there's a chiyuv to drink, and the question is, with the proper time, intervals. We're going to see now, and Tosis holds as a whole different shita. I'm a chudish digger shita. Tosis, the beginning of Arif Psachim, and Daf Tzadi Tes is like this.
I already opened
Tosis.
What?
You already opened Tosis. The lashon of the Mishnah is they shouldn't give him less than Abrakosis. The key word here is low. They shouldn't give him less than Dalat Kosis.
Now it sounds
right. Right. You're right. We're talking about that the Gaboyt Stoker have to support, you know, in order to make sure that everyone has their Pesach needs, right? So the needs of a person, you should make sure that he, meaning the Balabas, the one who's running the Seder, right, the one who's running the Seder, has four cups of wine. But what that sounds like is that the other people who are around the table don't have to have Dalat Kosis. Right, that's what it sounds like. If you consume low. So Taisa says, right, it's only, you know, you don't have to give, right? He's a Medal Moshe Mashma. He says, you don't have to give to the other people. Zog Taisa Usvaru. And it's very Mustava like that. The Maishna Abrakosis Mikadish to call Hashana. He says, Kiddush is no different than the Abrakos all year. Sheechot Moitzi is Kulam. One person is Moitzi everybody. Right? It's no different than Kiddush. Kiddush is no different than Dalat Kosis is no different than Kiddush all year. Just like one person, let's say the Balabais is Moitzi everyone in Kiddush, the balabas, the one running the seder, can be mighty everyone in the alkos. So when we look at this, we say, well, wait a minute, there's a very big difference. Right, very big difference. The whole year, there's no halacha that if some, let's say, the balabais is making kiddush, there's no halacha that I have to drink. The mevarich, the one makes the bracha, has to drink. But there's no halacha that the other people sitting around the table have to drink. No din shtia on them. They don't have to. That's why I can, the balabas can be moitzi the people sitting around the table in the midst of Kiddush. They have to hear the amira of Kiddush. They have to hear this, what we say by Kiddush. And you're being yoitzi to their midst of hearing Kiddush. Yeah, over here, by that, by Dalat Kaisis, the problem is, L'chayr, Pashas, the way we learned till now, is there's a din shtir, everyone has to drink. There's a din on every person around the table to drink four cups of wine. So how could it be, it's a mitzvah of gufa, right? How can I do drink wine for you? If you have a mitzvah to drink four cups of wine, you have to drink it yourself.
If this is a mitzvah of gufa,
this will tell you, if the mitzvah is inside. If Arba Kois is doing it to Kiddush Friday night, was a mitzvah shtiyah, or Arba Kois is doing something together with Doi, I believe he's talking about Brisker Rov.
So Shteim Brisker Rov, right? Right, so, but every year is around. Right? But this is the problem, right? The simple way we understand Arba Kois, before we saw this, Tosa, is that everyone has a chiv to drink. Right? That's the Pasha's way. Right? Says the Brisker.
On what is this assumption made?
Till we haven't seen. Maybe it's based on the way I understood the alchemist. I approached this gnosis. In other words, that everyone has an obligation to drink four cups. Everybody, you, me, not just the Baal HaSeder, right? And none of the other Rishonim say it. I mean, the
Torah says, this is a big story. I told you yesterday night. If somebody is really sick and he can't drink nothing, no wine. If it's an Indian, he should sit by the Seder and he should hear a God from somebody.
And the bracha. So says the Brisker Rav, you see, Tosis learned not like that. Not like the way, again, the way I understood Kipshuto at least, is that there's a din, there is no din shti on everybody. Everyone doesn't have to drink Dalat Kosis. The din is you have to make four brachas. You have to make four brachas of Bay Prag often. They were misakin four brachas al hayayin. It has to be on wine. That's the mitzvah. That I can be mitzvah. If you have to make four brachas, the only reason the balabas needs kiddush is amavark tzarich shigitam. The one who makes a bracha has to taste it. But the halach, the dalat kosis for everybody, and even for the balabas, is that you have to make four brachas on wine. That's the halacha. It's a kosher. So it comes out of Pelta thing, according to Tosis, it's something interesting. This I think not going to work. If let's say someone by the Seder would drink wine and forget to make the bracha, according to Tosis, they're not yotze. Again, according to Tosis, if somebody drinks four cups of wine and they forgot to make the brachas, you're not yotze the mitzvah, according to Tosis. Because the whole takana, according to Tosis, is to make brachas. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to make four brachas al hayayin. What else? What else could? Again, that's lo yitzchus loy.
Not arba
but like, but the Mishnah says it. It's enough that the gabbai tzedakah only have to give the person running the seder dalat kosis. That's all. Right. No one else has to get wine, right? Nobody else. I mean, you could be sitting by your shver seder and you don't get any wine. Nothing. Zero.
We're sitting around the Baal HaSeder, who's making the Seder for everybody.
He drinks four cups and you drink zero.
Four cups and everybody else drinks zero. And
right. That's beautiful. And your yoytze, exactly.
Everybody's
yoytze. That's right. That's correct. Yeah, so I have.
This is what I told you yesterday. But this is the way the Seder was oisgestellt. No.
The
difference for everyone's assumption.
It's mamash, and if you forget, that's what I'm saying. If you've drank one, you forgot to make the brachas according to Tosis, you're not yotzei. The brachas is very important according to Tosis. Very important. That's the whole mitzvah according to Tosis. Good. So now we add this is a mechudish dike, right? And a whole different mahalach.
About everybody has to be
Balabais. All going on the Balabais. Everything is going on the Balabais. Lo.
Speaks also hakochayim ba'bekos is echad noshin echad
noshin.
Yeah. Okay. Make it back. Yeah. Good. So this is again. So we had so far again. Let's just review. We had Rashi, right? Rashi pshat. Rabbi Nadav. We had we discussed the Rashbam, Rabbi Nadav, and now we discussed Tosfos. Okay. Now, and the Beis Yosef Chadash and the Rashbam. Yeah, that's it. Now, the problem. Let's. I want to go back to the Rashbam for a minute. This will be leading to the last thing we'll discuss. Let's go back to the Lashon HaGemara again. Let's examine the Lashon HaGemara according to the. Let's say according to the Rashbam, right? Rashbam learned. We'll say the not like Rabbi Nadav that you didn't do it at the proper intervals. So the Gemara's Lashon is Shasen Chai Kuf Chesmen Beis. Omer Rava, right? Shasen Chai Yotza. Omer Rava, Yidei Yayin Yotza, Yidei Cheris Lo Yotza. So when you drink it undiluted wine, you Yotza Yidei Yayin. What's Yidei Yayin? Says Rashbam, the midst of Dalat Koisis. No, Dalat Koisis. Well, again, not like, forget those. Now you have to forget those. That's as soon as it did, right? You Yotza Dalat Koisis, you drank it, you drank the wine. Now, shosam bavas achas, if you drank them again, not at the proper intervals, right? Ravam ayideyayin yosef. What does ideyayin mean there? There we said it means the din of simchas yontif. Because right afterwards, it says yidei arba kois lo yosef. You're not yotze dalat kois if you drink them at not proper intervals. So it comes out, according to the Rashbam, that what ideyayin means by bavas achas and shosam chai is two different meanings. Right? Shosan Chai means if it's Yideyayin Yotza means we it's in the midst of Dalat Koisis, right? But by Shosan Bavas Achas Yideyayin Motza you means you were yotz in the midst of Simchas Yontif. Now that's a big chiddush. You're using the same lashon of the Gemara to mean two separate things. Now again, not saying it's shver, but it's a horror. Yideyayin Yotza means two separate things. Same statement means two separate things in two different cases of the Gemara. But the Gemara is not doesn't and the Gemara doesn't explain it. That's one horror. It's one horror in the Rashbam. And number two, the second horror is that one of the, when if a coin, let's say the first case is Shosan Chai, when you drank undiluted wine, we said you Yideyayin Yotza. Right? You Yotza Yideyayin. Why did the Gemara say, if it means that you were Yotza Dalat Koisis, let the Gemara say, you were Yotza Dalat Koisis. Why did the Gemara, I mean, the Gemara speaks out Dalat Koisis later, when we're not, in the case of Shosan Bavas Achas, the Gemara speaks out. Shosan, right? You're on Yotzei Dalat Koisis. If you drank them not at the proper intervals, there the Gemara speaks out explicitly. You're not Yotzei Dalat Koisis. So the Gemara can't say you're Yotzei Dalat Koisis. Horror. Just again, point down Lashon HaGemara. Two horrors on the Rashbam. Number one, what doesn't the Gemara say by Shosan Chai when you drank undiluted wine? Why didn't the Gemara say you're Yotzei Dalat Koisis? Number one, why did the Gemara use Yotzei Yayin? And according to the Rashbam, the lashon of Yidei Yayin is used by Bavas Yidei Yayin Yotza by Bavas Achas and Shosan Chai means two separate things. By Bavas Achas it means you yotz the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, and when you Shosan Chai when you drank on the wine it means you yotz the Dalat Kois. Same thing terminology used for meaning two separate things. So because of this, the Rif and the Ram have a different gears in the Gemara. And because of this, I don't want to say because of this, but they have a different gears in the Gemara. I take it back. Not necessarily because of it, but they have a different gears. If you want to look at it, it's in the Rif, in Chav Gimel Menal Vedafi Rif. Yeah. Okay, so if you look, Amar Avidam Shmuel, Dalat Kreis Halol Choshen Gdeim Megzigas Kreis Yafet, yeah. Shosan Chai Yotza, right? Or Shosan Chai Yotza. Yotza Yidei Dalat Koisis, Velo Yotza Yidei Chiris. Where is it different gears in the Gemara? If you drank undiluted wine, you were Yotza Dalat Koisis, and you were not Yotza Yidei Chiris. Right? We'll see what that is, right? Again, maybe like, it could be like we said before, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, wasn't such an enjoyable mitzvah because you drank it undiluted. Shosan Bevas Achas, if you drink them, let's say again, together, not at the proper time. Yotze Yidei Cheirus v'lo Yotze Yidei Abrakoises. A different girsa. Doesn't say Yidei Yai, right? You were Yotze the midst of Cheirus and not the midst of Dalat Koisis. So, when we examine the Pshat in the Rif, we've already answered the two Ha'aris we have on the Rashbam. Right? The Gemara does not use the Lashon Yidei Yayin, according to the Rif, right? According to the Rif and the Rambam's girsa. And the Gemara says explicitly, we Yotze Yidei Dalat Koisis, right? Shotzen Chai, you were yoitz the mitzvah da'at koizis, but you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, like, its best way because you didn't really enjoy it as much. And Shotzen Mavasachas, you were yoitz the cheirus, whatever that mitzvah is, we'll talk about in a second, and you weren't yoitz da'at koizis. So therefore, that's why the Mar speaks out explicitly that you yotzei da'at kaisa and doesn't bring in this yotzei da'yayin, which would mean two separate things. Gevaldik, beautiful. The shail here, the question here is in the riff from the Rambam, is what does it mean that when you drank it, it's not the parindos, you yotzei de'cheiris v'lo yotzei de'arba kaisas? If you're not yotzei the mitzvah da'at kaisa, what mitzvah of cheiris are you exactly fulfilling? What are you doing exactly? What mitzvah is there in cheiris? What is this? What mitzvah of cheiris is it? What's Yotze Yedei Cheiris? You're Yotze in the midst of Cheiris.
Which you're talking from all the four courses or the beginning?
Yeah, you want Yotze any of them. Yeah. Okay, you drank and drank one after another. You were Yotze in the midst of Cheiris, but not the midst of four cups. The midst of four cups, one you didn't fulfill. But you fulfilled the midst of Cheiris, whatever that is. And that's, what is this? What is this midst of Yotze Yedei Cheiris? Mazeh? Mativoi? What kind of midst is this? What?
Hashem brought us out.
Yeah, but again, simple. Usually we say if you fulfill the doubt crisis, so then you're experiencing freedom, right? Yeah. But if you're not yotze doubt crisis, you're not yotze that mitzvah. So what other mitzvah are we talking about? What else? What stamp? We took us out of. We'll talk about it. What does that mean? Just stamp took us out of Yisrael. What are we doing? What mitzvah are we doing? What's the mitzvah of cheiros? What is it? What is the mitzvah of cheiros? So the it's again, yeah, the Brisker Rav is Masber over here in the Rambam, that there are two separate Rambam and the Riff here also. There's two separate mitzvahs according to the Riff and the Rambam in the Alt Kaisis. Two separate mitzvahs which are independent of each other, independent mitzvahs. Number one is this new mitzvah called Cheiros, which means a Jew has a chiyuv, he's a chiyuv, but a Jew has a chiyuv by Pesa by night to show and to feel that he left mitzvah with, like, as if he was a slave and he left Egypt. And has to show it in specific particular actions.
Right?
Yeah. As if you mamish left right now Mishim Mitzrayim. Where does this chiyuv come from? The Rambam says it comes from the pasuk of Zacharta ki ever Yisim Mitzrayim. You have to remember you were slave. Right. You have to remember you were a slave in Egypt. You were a slave in Egypt. Right. You were a slave and you were taken out. And you have to show that you were taken out. That's his mitzvah of cheiros. And this has nothing to do with the mitzvah of da'at kaisis. A new mitzvah. A new mitzvah. Then there's another thing. And that's one part. And that's one reason why you drink wine. Yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say it has nothing to do with da'at kaisis. That's one of the reasons why we drink four cups of wine. So I made a mistake. That's one of the reasons why we drink da'at kaisis, is to show freedom. We were slaves and we went out. Then there's another inyan in Da'at Kaisis, which is to make, like Toysus, to make four brachas al hayayin, to make four brachas, a separate inyan, unrelated. The takon of Da'at Kaisis was to make four brachas al hayayin. So now like this. So when you drink undiluted wine, so what do we say? You yoytze, right? You were yoytze Da'at Kaisis, which means you fulfilled the mitzvah, you made four brachas, you did it at the proper time, you made four brachas. But the cheiros, this feeling that you're supposed to engender when you drink four cups of freedom, that you don't have because it's not enjoyable.
Exactly.
So you don't feel the freedom of going out from slavery. So then mitzvah cheiros you don't fulfill. If you drink them at the not the next case, shalsim avasacha, not the proper intervals, you will yoytze the mitzvah cheiros because you drank beautiful, good shmack wine, enjoyable wine, and that was enjoyable to you and you felt the freedom. But the Da'at Kais you didn't do. The mitzvah of making four brachas you don't have because you drink them one right after the vasachas. You're drinking one right now and then you drink another and another and another. You're not making four brachas. So Da'at Kais is the mitzvah of making four brachas you're not fulfilling. That mitzvah you're not fulfilling.
So according to
Tosfos,
what
does he do about cheiros?
I mean, how does he have...
This is the Rambam's chiddush. This is the Rambam and the Riff's chiddush. That this is no mitzvah called cheiros.
Right, so now,
it's not,
what is
that market? Toys, I don't even know if Toys holds to this new idea, mitzvah of cheiros with Zachariah to give reason. I don't even know if Toys agrees to it.
I have to say that Toys doesn't agree, because if so, how could I be motzi, if I'm the Baal of us, how could I be motzi other people in that mitzvah? They're not showing that they're...
Right, very good, right, I hear it. Right, because they're not right, that's a good point. Right, they're not showing that you did the mitzvah, that's right.
So he doesn't agree with
you? He doesn't have to agree with it. This is the Ram and the Rib's Chiddush. That this is new mitzvah of cheiros. Now, this is really the truth. This is the Rambam. This is the Rambam Lashitasa. The Rambam, you see this other places also in the Rambam, because the Rambam says, you know, we have a mitzvah of leaning on Pesach.
Yeah. Two of the
Dalit
choices are mitzvahs anyway.
Kiddush
you have to make anyway.
Yushas Ayoy.
Benching you have to make anyway.
Okay, but Lamaise, it's also a key of a mitzvah of Cheiris too, though. The Rambam says, Mufur is Dalit choices, is that's why Chazal Masag in Dalit cups. You have four choices. Yeah. He says, that's what he says. Right, even though you have to do it, but there's another key of Cheiris too. Right. You have to say. So now, right? So now, but this is the Rambam, or this is the Rambam Lashitasa, right? That this new mitzvah called of showing freedom Pesach by night. Where do you see this on other place in the Rambam? We know there's a mitzvah of leaning, right? Mitzvah of leaning on by the Seder, right? By the, and there's a mitzvah to lean by the Dalat Kaisim and Achilas Masa. Okay, by the Inimatz and drink the wine. Now, the question is this Haseba, is the leaning a Chalek? Is it the way Chazal defined you should do the mitzvah of Dalat Kaisis? Or is it a separate mitzvah by itself? Unrelated. Unrelated mitzvah.
It's an unrelated mitzvah because you have people that are high in Dalat Kaisis that are potter from the
Seba. Noshim are potter from the
Seba. I have another question. They were potter from the
Seba. Yeah, but let's say by Masa though. Let's say by Masa. Let's say Noshim, right? Right, no. So you could have said, no, it's like this, no. It's not right. Because you could say, wherever, and that's the question is where you're mechuyev to be mason. That's what I mean. When is an obligation to do Haseba? That's a good point. When is an obligation to do Haseba? Right, let's say by Baal Bas, not by Noshim. By Noshim, then Chazal didn't put on it. No chiyuv Haseba. Right? But where there is a chiyuv Haseba, what's the pshat? When there is a chiyuv Haseba, is the Haseba, is a Chazal defining the way you should do the mitzvah of Dalat Kaisis, do Dalat Kaisis in a way that you're leaning, or it's a separate issue, nothing to do with Dalat Kaisis. Chazal said you should lay usually. This is not Pashit.
This is not Pashit.
Okay, because the Rambam says in Perek Zayin, the Rambam says that there's a chiyuv to be meisiv, there's a chiyuv to lean on the Seder night. And he says, there's a lechatchil, he says, to lean b'chol ha-sudah, the whole sudah.
Again,
right, again, the briskel. Right, again, the briskel. Zog, there's a lechitasa. There's a lechitasa, the mitzvah chayrus. Right, just give me a second, right? Wait, hold on. But if it's a mitzvah, again, if it's a mitzvah by its, if Haseba is a definition of the way Chazal said you should make kind of the mitzvah of the Dalat Kaisis, right, so then it's got nothing to do with the rest of the sudah. Unrelated. Why should we relate to the rest of the sudah? Correct? Must be the Ram learned that there's a separate Indian that you should lean on the Seder night. Unrelated. And that's the key of this mitzvah of Chayrus. I'm going to give you another example. This mitzvah of Chayrus. You have to show freedom as if you were a slave and you left. Parting, you're showing freedom, is leaning. And that's the whole night. It's got nothing to do with the Dalat Kaisis.
What if you don't have oaths, Pesach night is a chelek from the Seder. There's another chapter, you eat a meal, a psal, yom to the meal. A chelek from the Seder, a chelek from the freedom, is the Suda.
Yeah, and you have to lean.
You have to lean.
Yeah,
Losh Rabbam.
Yeah,
Losh Rabbam.
Right. Again, we pass in Lach Chachila, Dominicans, Nishtazay. That's a different story, but right. But the Ika, the way the Ram. Yeah.
If you don't, isn't it right? If you don't lean on the first course, you have to drink again.
But again, the Rambam said, but the Inyan, I'm just pointing out, the Inyan of being massive of leaning is independent of the mitzvah itself of the Dalat Kaisis. This is part of this idea of showing freedom. Right?
It comes from the mitzvah of Chedus.
Right, those are right. But I'm saying that's not so, but you're assuming that that's like so posh. That's not so posh. You could have learned otherwise. And the Arab, some of the Arab Rishonim, will learn otherwise.
Why is it
saying
Ma'akiv in the Dalat Kaisis if it's not a part of the Dalat Kaisis?
Because, because since Dalat Kaisis is also to show freedom, so Mistama Chazal there said Haseba is Ma'akiv. In other words, since both of them are to show Cheiris, both the Dalat Kaisis and Haseba, that's the Ikra Mavon, it's the Ikra place to show freedom.
Separately. Huh? Let me drink a Kos and then leave. Why do I have to do them at the same time? Why should you consider if I didn't leave, it's as if I didn't drink? Let me do two acts of freedom separately.
again, you could have. I understand that since Dalat Koses is also a chay, that since the Dalat Koses itself comes from that chiyuv of showing freedom, right? So there Chazal said, and the matzah is part of that also. So there Chazal said, it's Eretz Ma'akev Adiyah. Positive. I hear. It could have been otherwise. But maybe there you could say, there it's Ma'akev Adiyah. Good. That's it. Can I look at the shtickle name?
Yeah, sure.
No, it's too much. No, yeah, not too much. Yeah. Okay. So Lamaisa, we discussed five. The Rashi, right? The Rashbam, the Rebbe David, Tosfos, and now we discussed the Rambam. Okay. The Goyin has a gevaldik kasha on the Manishtana. Okay. The Goyin has a gevaldik kasha on the Manishtana. Yeah. If you examine the lashon of the Manishtana. Man shtana halayla hazem mikol halaylois. Now, layla is a lashon nekeva. Lashon nekeva, right? It's female tense. Zeh is a lashon zohar. Right? So what it should have said, if we were writing this, man shtana halayla hazois. Right? That's what it should have said. So why doesn't it say that? Right? The grammatically it says hazeh. Zeh is lashon zohar. Right? Okay, enjoy the kasher. Laila is it. But Laila is lush in the cave, is female tense, right? Is feminine tense, and Zez should have said manish how Laila is. That's what it should have said. Says the Goyin like this. Says most mitzvahs that we have are your mechuyevin by day, right? More mitzvahs are your mechuyevin by day than by night. And his men, because they're mechuyev in mitzvahs such as man grama, in time-bound mitzvahs, they're mechuyev in more mitzvahs than ladies. Right? Okay. So, if the lashon zachar, right, the masculine tense, symbolizes being mechuyev in more mitzvahs. Right? Lashon zachar symbolizes being mechuyev in more mitzvahs. Because men are mechuyev in more mitzvahs than ladies. So says the Goyin like this. What the Baal HaGadol is asking is on Pesach, most of the mitzvahs that we do are done at night, right? Not by day. So this night has an aspect of Lashon Zachar to it. Just like men are mechuyev in more mitzvahs than ladies, right? Just like men are mechuyev in more mitzvahs than ladies. So this, at night here, we're mechuyev in, night is mechuyev more mitzvah than by day. The mitzvahs of the Seder are by night, not by day. The mitzvah by Erev Tochel Matzah, you have to eat matzah specifically at night, not by day. So the Baal HaGadol is asking, why is the night of the Seder different than all other nights? All other nights, you're potter, right? You're not mechuyev to do mitzvahs at night, most of the time. Most of the mitzvahs that you do are mostly done by day. But here, this night has an aspect of Lashon Zachar to it. That's why it says Hazeh. Ma'anishtan Laila Hazeh. Not Zois. Meaning to be, the Baal HaGadol is asking, why is the Torah obligate this night in mitzvahs more than other nights? All of the nights during the Yinan, very few mitzvahs you have at night. Most of the mitzvahs you mechuyev by day. Why didn't the Torah say you should do the mitzvahs by day? That's the Baal HaGadol's question.
According to this, he had five questions.
The first
question, and then you go over another four questions. Right. This is what the question says. So the question, I take five questions back. What's the answer, Taki? It's a good question, huh? So where do we have the answer to this question? So he says, the answer is, because if you look at the Lashon of the Torah, when it says the mitzvah of retelling the story to your children on the Seder night, it says, it says, you tell them on that day. It must be, says by, since it says day, the night of the Seder has an aspect of day to it. You see, the Torah calls the night of the Seder Yom. Why didn't say Laila? Should say night. Because the mitzvah of retelling the story to your children is only by night, not by day. But the Torah calls it by Yomahu. It says it by day. It doesn't say by night. Right. Says the Goyin, you see that the Torah is calling the night of the Seder has an aspect of day to it. So this Beis Hashem, just in a few minutes, will be masber. What does that mean? What does it mean that the night of the Seder has an aspect of day to it? Has an aspect of day. That you're mechuyev, just like by most of the time, by day you're mechuyev in mitzvahs, the night of the Seder you're also mechuyev in mitzvahs.
Where is that answer found in the Manishtana?
No, it's not found in the Manishtana. It's later. It's not found in the Manishtana itself. It's later. It's afterwards. We quote in the Haggadah of the Gathor. Yeah. He says, "Vishenu de, because by the Shenu de Lishel, says at Pesach loish nemar begat." We say this pasuk. We say in the answer of Shenu de in the Lishel, we quote this pasuk. Oh.
Sapphire
is a sapphire is to be so light, like brilliant. It's like day. Oh, very nice. Interesting. Very nice. Yeah. So, let's try to be masri. Now, but this, now, so we're saying this is the chiddush of the goyin, the way he's learning the psukim, that the night of the Seder has an aspect of day to it. Interesting. In the Mishnah, the third parak in Megillah, it says that the whole day, the Gemara there, the Mishnah Megillah is listing the things that you, the mitzvahs that you should do by day and by night. And the Mishnah there lists, Kol hayom kosher l'kriyas hallel. Let's say on a yontif, right? You have to say hallel. You could say hallel the whole day, from dawn till tzeis hakochav, till nightfall. So, the Rosh Hashanah there asks, wait a minute, but what about hallel the night of the Seder? Mm-hmm. What about the hallel the night of the Seder? It's not that's not a mitzvah. It's only the Kriyas HaHallel by night. Says so. Why does it say Kolai? The Mishnah should list an exception that there's a time that you say HaHallel that you do it, that you do it by night, not by day. Says the Rosh Hashanah, look in the Haggadah of the Vilna Gaon on the Manishtana. He means this. He means according to the Gaon, the night of the Seder has an aspect of day to it. So it's like you're saying Hallel by night. You're saying Hallel by day. Even though it's great, it's called Hayom Kosher because it has an aspect of day to it. It's mamish kol hayom kosher. It's mamish like a day. Now this is another chiddush which Baruch Hashem at Siyat Dishmaya over here. This is 2 years ago. I made this to my son. So it's like I made an Erev Pesach bris. Erev Pesach bris. So the night there, I was learning a little bit at night, so I came across the Rashi, he says...
Zohar, it says...
V'have ahu laile, that night, from Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, have ahu laile, have a manir, ki yoyme, the kufas tamus.
It was mamish like...
Mamish day, it's no...
Mamish day.
Mamish day, it's mele...
This is
the Zohar which it says before the Seder. People say Muslim Zohar, but V'havi ha'ulayle manir kelele tkufas tamus. So kiyomi tkufas tamus. The night when Yidden went out of Mitzrayim was yoyim, like the yoyim from
tkufas tamus.
What?
Well, we all left in the morning anyway, but yeah.
It's the night has a big
kesher
to the
yoyim. Yeah, it's mamish, it was yoyim, yeah. Another thing that's answered over here is Rashi and Parshas Bo says that the two mitzvahs they did that night, the night when they left of the test, the 15th night is Milah and Achilas Karm Pesach. So the Rashi says Mefurish that they were mal at night. The halacha is we pass in Shulchan Aruch, you can't do meal at night.
Since it was day, you could do it. Since it was light enough to see.
It was mamish day. This is Molo Boy Salaili. They didn't meal that night. That's the first Rashi there. So again, apart from this Zoya, right? This is the Zoya that the Rosh Kollel is saying is that it was mamish day. It was mamish light. But maybe we'll just maybe give a different, maybe a shtickle different hasbro over here. In the Maragin, so we want to come to Mazin. What does it mean, besides the desire, what's pshat that this night I didn't like day? So the Maral says that the way the Makis Becharis occurred was there was a gevaldike Gilu Shechina. There was a tremendous, at that time of Chatzois, there was a tremendous Gilu Shechina that it was there, and the Becharis are more sensitive to Shechina, and they couldn't take it, and the Neshamas left them. Because Becharis are more sensitive to Shechina, and Mamela, that's why they weren't able to withstand the Kedusha, the Gilu Shechina that was there. There was tremendous revelation of Hashem's presence. The Neshamas couldn't stay inside them, so Neshamas left. That's how Makas Becharis occurred.
Oh,
does
he say what?
From Gilu Shechina. Yeah, to Gilu Shechina. Why Becharis? Yeah, I didn't look. I don't know where it is exactly, Maral. I heard this years ago. I don't know where it is.
We know if there wasn't the Bechor, that the oldest child in the family.
So the oldest, right? So he had a din like, I guess, like a bechor. Yeah, I hear. The
what
oldest.
About the animals. The animals are sent to Shkina too. Vice.
Well, it certainly answers why other nations in Mitzrayim also were killed. Right, that's Mefurish. That Chazal say that all Bechiris, all other firstborn were not actually Egyptians, also died in Makas Bechiris. Right, that's why, because they were more, again, they also had that quality of being a Bechir.
And the firstborn of Yisrael didn't have that same sensitivity?
Oh, 1 second. That's exactly the point. 1 second, hold on. A minute. Another thing this Maralans is like this. We know that the other nine Makis didn't, we know also didn't occur to the Jews. Right? The Jews didn't suffer the Makis. And Makis Bechoros, the firstborn of the Jews, didn't suffer either. So why were the Bechoros singled out by Makis Bechoros that they were Niskadish, they were sanctified because they weren't killed? I mean, the Jews didn't suffer the other nine Makis either. Why is Makis Bechoros any different than the other nine Makis? The Jews didn't suffer the other nine Makis, right? So why is Makis Bechoros any different? And then specifically, the Jewish firstborn didn't have Makis Bechoros, and the male is sanctified forever. Had not been Chachet Egel, they would have been the Kohanim, right? They were sanctified, they had Mamash Kat Kedusha there. Why? According to the Maral, it's a little bit better. Meaning, because it was a natural phenomenon. It was a natural phenomenon Hashem made that the Bechoros, that all firstborn should die, should expire. Everybody. There was a special chesed. It was like a natural phenomenon that occurred to everybody. Right? It wasn't just that the Makkah didn't occur to the Jews. This is something that really, mitzad the Makkah itself, should occur to everybody. Right? But the Jewish firstborn were saved. Right? Where they were miraculously saved. That's why they were niskadish. Someone said, you see why it's different? You see why it's different than the other Makkahs? The other nine stamach didn't occur to the other nations. It didn't occur to the Jews. I'm sorry. They didn't have that mark. But here, really, this is something that should have occurred to the Jews, because this was a natural phenomenon that Bechorism was sent to the Shechina. That's it. All of them die, should die. The version gave special chas, a special shmira for the Bechorim, the firstborn Jewish children, that they didn't die. Oh. So we're talking about this Gilui Shechina. Maybe there's another pshat, maybe that this night is the Shechina of Yoyim. Is that the lessons of Pesach that we have to take out is the lessons of Emunah. And there was never a time in Jewish history where the Emunah was so clear and vivid as the night of Pesach. Where everyone, Moira Godel, Zugilu Shechina, the Gilu Shechina there was so great, was that it was like a Bechina of Yom. Just like by day you see things clearly. Things are very clean, you could see. That's the night of Pesach has that aspect of clarity of Emunah. A Jew could come to clarity in Emunah, in Hashem, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, supervises everything that goes on here, down here. A Jew has the capability on Pesach by night of coming to that clarity of Emunah more than the rest of the year. So maybe that's why the Torah called it Yoyim, because it has that aspect of clarity to it. The Behirus Emunah, the clarity in Emunah that a Jew could come to on Pesach by night as we relive the experience of what occurred then, even now we could. This is a very auspicious time to be able to come to that clarity of Emunah. Beis Hashem shall be zoicha to be able to come to that clarity of Emunah, and maybe yet this year when Nachal Sham will be in Yerushalayim, the Nachal Sham and Azvachem and Apsachem. Amen.